This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Thank you so much for listening.
If you're watching in your evacuation area, get out. There are no excuses. You need to leave. Evacuate, evacuate, evacuate. Just think of all the people this storm has already killed. You and your family could be among these numbers if you don't take this seriously. Unfortunately, this is going to kill people.
That's Florida Governor Rick Scott urging the 1.5 million people in the evacuation zone to get out yesterday in preparation for Hurricane Matthew making its way north up the Atlantic coast. And that storm has been blamed for the death of hundreds of people already in Haiti. It's also delayed the presidential elections planned for the weekend in Haiti. We have more on that coming up in a minute. But Hurricane Matthew also presents a problem for U.S. elections, hitting just 1 month before and in the very swing state of Florida. Hillary Clinton's campaign had asked Governor Rick Scott to extend the state's voter registration deadline. That request was rejected by the governor. He said that people have had plenty of time to register. The Clinton campaign had initially also planned to run ads on the Weather Channel for the campaign during the storm, but decided to call back those ads amid some blowback. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's campaign is running out of time, and any pause in campaigning in Florida might hurt his chances. Kevin Cate has consulted with a number of politicians on how to walk that tightrope between respect and politics during natural disasters in all-important Florida. He worked on the Florida campaign of President Obama in 2008 and former Florida Governor Charlie Crist. He currently also consults for the mayor of Tallahassee. Kevin Cate spoke to our producer, Berkeley Wilson, and he says the preparations the state has taken in the 11 years since a major hurricane have resulted in a more prepared public.
I can tell you, for instance, last night, Florida Power and Light had upped their estimate to 2.5 million people possibly without power. And certainly the warnings that were out there, you know, through social media and traditional mediums were sterner than I've seen them in the past. I mean, everyone from Shepard Smith on the news to on the TV news to local elected officials to anchors in Jacksonville and Orlando. Newspapers doing what I think is a fantastic job with stern warnings that we will not risk the lives of first responders to come get you out if you choose not to evacuate. And I think that's really critical now in the aftermath. You really want to focus on how responsive not only elected officials are being, but the utilities are being to getting that power restored, because nobody really gives a lick about politics when they don't have power.
I mean, the election is just weeks away. And Florida is obviously a very important state for both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. This is going to eat up the news cycle for a period of time. How is that going to affect the campaigns and their ground game in Florida?
Well, the ground game has to be paused right now, of course, and that happened a couple of days ago. And many of these campaigns locally and also the presidential campaign will pause their field programs and turn them into something of a charitable response effort to deliver ice, deliver water, make sure that people are taken care of in the aftermath as best they can. You know, the first priority is making sure these field staffers, many of whom come from out of state into Florida, are taken care of. So that's the first priority. But the show's called The Takeaway for a reason. So one of the big takeaways here is that, you know, with hundreds of thousands of people without power, with many paid political advertisements supposed to be running, these campaigns have essentially experienced a timeout for these days. And our Real Clear Politics average shows Secretary Clinton winning Florida by 2.3 points. So a timeout for Donald Trump. You know, he lives off of news cycles. He eats them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know, that's not good for him on the earned media side. And he just started ramping up his TV buys here recently. And certainly, I don't believe that having people unable to view those advertisements is a good thing for his campaign.
And so what would you advise both campaigns in terms of the aftermath of this storm? And it's only a 2-point race in Florida. So, I mean, how do you advise them going on from here?
Well, I think what you hope as a Floridian, number one, that they stay out of it because they're not an elected official while it's happening and in the direct immediate aftermath. But then following that, I hope that they are savvy enough to understand to direct their resources to things that are actually adding value and not distracting from the recovery effort. And that's everything from, you know, making sure that you have a human touch when you come and visit. Certainly, presidential candidates in the past, non-incumbents, have come and tried to make their mark after hurricanes, and that's okay as long as they're adding value to what's going on the ground here. And another, you know, super important point is that when people lose electricity, and I lived through this just recently a couple of weeks ago with Hurricane Hermine. I mean, I lost my own, you know, I lost power. I have three kids and a wife, and we the phone is the medium. You know, everybody charges their phone. They jump in their car and charge their phone. And so I think candidates should certainly be geo-targeting and being sensitive about the messages that they're putting out on social media to folks who are just scanning their phone to see if their neighbors are okay, if there's power lines down in the street. All politics is local, of course. We know that. And certainly all local news is hyper-local when it comes to storm recovery.
So Hurricane Matthew, one of the biggest threats has been the storm surge. Or there's been a lot of historical talk about climate change in Florida and how Florida is very susceptible to climate change, and a storm surge would certainly could potentially change people's minds on whether or not it's happening. Do you see that happening, Kevin?
You would think that that these catastrophes would make people more trustworthy of the science behind not only climate change but also just hurricanes in general. But I don't know if you saw conservative leaders, if you want to call them, like Matt Drudge, if you call it a hurricane truther, but denying the science behind even the wind gusts and things like that. So it wouldn't shock me if there's a fringe of Donald Trump's campaign supporters that may not even believe this hurricane was here. I don't know what these people are thinking, but I certainly think there's an element of that. So I'm not crossing my fingers hoping that any of Donald Trump's birther and truther supporters will acknowledge even the science of a hurricane, much less climate change.
That's Kevin Cate. He's founder of the PR firm CateCom and a political consultant in Florida, speaking with our own Berkeley Wilson there.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.